today I was given a chance to come up here and give a little bit of Dhamma to all of you. So I ask permission from Nompo Annan and all the Bhikkhu Sangha's friends for this opportunity, and greetings to all the laities both here at Wat Map Chan and also online. I was thinking of what I should talk about. So an opportunity came to me this morning. There was a lay person who came and asked me about how do we deal with boredom. And coincidentally, the last Upasatha day, another monk asked me about the practice of Nisacchik. What is the benefit of the Nisacchik, of staying up all night, staying in three postures, standing, sitting, walking, not lying down. So both questions have the same answer, is to cultivate our patient endurance, the kanti. And as we follow the news nowadays, there's the news in Thailand, the border crash between Thailand and Cambodia. So the soldiers, they are fighting. And an alphabet in Thai, there's a Tho Tahan. Tahan is soldier. And as kids, we were taught that to remember the alphabets in rhyme, so it's easier for us to remember. And for the word Tothahan is Tothahan Otthon. Otthon is also Kanti. So I was contemplating about what is the quality of this Kanti, of patient endurance, and why soldiers, they need Kanti. For monks, the Buddha say, monks, the soldier of the Buddha, in a sense, is that we are the front line of fighting against our own kilesas, our own defilements, anger, greed, hatred, delusions. So we really need to develop this patient endurance. But for the lay people also, just staying in the monastery for a few days, you may not faced with the boredom, with having to be patient about the redundant activities. But if you stay for a longer period, a month, 2 months, 6 months, a year, we all will eventually come to face with this problem, with the problem of boredom. And if we don't have the wisdom to fight against it, what we need to do is to be patient and have faith in the teaching that what the Buddha and all the great teachers, Drupadajan, teach is the right path, and we just have to keep doing what our teachers teach. When the Buddha was still a bodhisattva, cultivating his spiritual perfections, one of the qualities, one of the 10 parami, is also Kanti parami. In the last 10 lives of the Bodhisattva before becoming the Buddha, the life that he was cultivating, the Kanti parami, he was born as a prince. He was a crown prince of a country. His name is Jantakumara. And the story wasn't very clear of what he has to endure. But so he was helping his father, the king, to rule the land. And he was doing it fairly and honestly. And the chancellor of the land, he was a wicked person. And so he was jealous of the prince. So one day the king had a dream that he was going to heaven. And the heaven was very beautiful. So when he woke up, he asked this chancellor what he should do to be able to go to this heaven when he died. And the chancellor said that, okay, you need to sacrifice your wife, the queen, the prince, and all your sons and daughters. And this king, maybe because of his old age or whatever, believed the chancellor. So the prince Jantakumara, he was brought before the king and was about to be beheaded. But this event was a concern of all the great beings of the devas as well. So the Indra, he came down in a physical form and forced the king to give this up, that saying that the prince, he is just, he is honest, this is not the right thing to do. And so the chancellor was later being killed, and then the king, he was asked to leave the country, and the prince, the bodhisattva, then grew the land after that. So this is just the story, but the important message is that in order to cultivate our practice in our training, we really need to develop this quality of Kanti. So the Kanti is because we have emotions that come in contact with us. And basically just two things, liking and disliking. And for both, we need to have the mindfulness to see if it is the right thing to follow. So one word is patient. Patient is that if something that we like, maybe it is not the right thing to do, but it's just something that we like, so we should not do as we want, the desires. And the disliking, so we should endure, the endurance, the second part. For me, the part of it, the disliking, was quite easy to deal with. But the problem was in the practice of not wanting to follow my own desires. Just one example, in my, I think it was my second pansa, I just developed this craving of this one dish that, you know, I like a lot in my lay life. And, you know, I keep thinking about it over and over. Every time I go back home to visit my family, you know, as I think my mom, just like every mom, you know, asks, Prat, what do you want to eat? Is there a special dish you want to eat? So I really have to endure by not telling my mom this dish that I want to eat so much. So, and that craving stayed for 3 years. So it went away, I think, after my fifth pansa. And I haven't had that dish from then. So, but this is just one example. Because we are, in a sense, what do you call, creatures of habit. We just, what we do, our character, our self, our sense of self, it comes from our habit of what we like and what we don't like. So the Buddha said we should have the mindfulness to notice that. And for the training of the mind, we have to at first really endure, have the mindfulness and also the patient endurance not to follow the desires. And for me, the point of fighting against the desires, of developing this patient endurance, is the first point is you really need to develop faith. Faith in the Buddha, that what he teach, what he show us is real. Maybe from reading, we kind of get a sense of what, you know, the goal is Nibbana, the final goal is Nibbana. But if we don't have the faith, then it is hard to see, and we may give up before our practice come to fruition. One of the there's a Dhamma message, as you can see also at Wat Map Chan, and also many of the forest monasteries, Wat Nopapong, is these short teachings of the Kruba Chans. And one of the sentences that I like a lot since I come to Wat Map Chan, in Thai, it is Kwam Lambak Sang Khun, Kwam Ot Son Sang Phat. So in English is hardship shapes human, and patient endurance shape monks. And at first I didn't really understand what that means. But I can understand the first part of hardship shape a human. You can see many examples of the rich, you know, the millionaires. They all, you know, in the beginning when they were just start working, they also face a lot of hardship, and they endure, and they put in the effort, they put in their wisdom, the energy, and that's why they were able to be successful. But for the second part, patient endurance shape a monk. That really started to make sense to me after my third pansa, when you know, with the cravings start to come up, all the past desires start to come up. The first 2 years it was very easy to deal with, but the third pansa, I think being in the monastery, being, you know, doing the same thing over and over, then like all these desires just from the past start to come back, and I don't have the wisdom to deal with it, you know. I don't have the mindfulness to just when the thoughts or the emotion come into contact with my mind, I couldn't just let go like that. That's why all I can do is endure. So that is what makes sense. And also to have the faith in the teaching of the Kruba Jans also. For example, Nobusha, when he was still a junior monk, he went to visit Longpu Man only for 3 days. But what he told his disciples later on in life is that those 3 days were the greatest time of his life. He was able to receive, he was able to have the Dhamma to teach his disciples because of those 3 days. It is because, you know, he has faith in the teaching of Mupu Man, and he listened and he brought that teaching into his practice. That is why he was able to in a sense become an arahant, and were able to spread the Dhamma to so many people, so many countries. And for Longpo Anan also, he told it in his Dhamma talks many times, is that he said Longpo Sha told him, not specifically, but Longpo Sha was giving a Dhamma talk, and Longpo Anan, he was thinking to himself that, you know, he start to have samadhi already, so he just want to contemplate his mind, his citta. And Longpo Sha gave a Dhamma talk that when you have a calm mind, when you have samadhi, you should contemplate your body. And Longpo Anan, he have trust in Longpo Sha so much that even though this contemplating the body is against his wishes, but he still follow it. And then later on he understand why Longpo Sha told us to do this. It is because all the attachment, it come from our body. And the body is the easiest, the coarsest part of our self that we can see easily. That is why we need to, when we have the calm mind, we should contemplate the body. And I think that was probably because he has faith in Longpo Sha, in his teaching and in his practice, and he followed. That is why he was able to see the Dhamma. And another part of developing patient endurance, also I think you need to have a little bit of wisdom. It doesn't have to be, letting go of the wisdom of letting go, seeing things as they are, as, you know, anicjang, dukkhang, anatta, all of it. But everything that come into contact with us, I think we should open an ego, bringing it into ourself. So just little things. For example, one day I was walking jonggrom at my kuti, and the jonggrom path, it was sand, and next to the jonggrom path, there's trees with shrubs with fragrant flowers. So it was very nice, you know, walking back and forth, smelling the nice fragrance and everything. And then one day, a cat came and then he pooped, you know, in the sand, and it was very smelly. So the disliking came up, and at the time, with the mindfulness, I was able to see, okay, it is the same thing as the good smell of the flower, the fragrance. It's basically the liking and disliking. I can see that very clearly. So what do? I just stay in the middle of what Panajan Anand, what Longpo Anand always say, that we should not fall into liking or disliking. And the bad emotion then went away, the bad feeling then went away. So for us, we are in this world of everything is moving very fast nowadays. We are, as I say, we are a creature of habit. So now everything in life is very fast. Fast food, instant noodle, the AI, you know, it help us to really like speed our life. And that is why many of us, myself included, we expect our practice to give result fast as well. We want the calm, the samadhi to develop quickly. But if we really study the nature, seeing things as the nature is, we can also teach ourselves that, okay, the trees, actually, if we plant it from the seed, it will take a lot of time to grow and to give fruit. The average is 6 to 7 years if you plant trees. You will know that the fruit will come, you know, on the 6th year or the 7th year. And there's one time I went to a botanical garden in Pattaya, and there's one coconut tree. It said that it is very rare because this tree, this coconut tree, only give fruit every 25 years. So I kind of bring that in to myself, kind of like give myself encouragement. Okay, maybe I stay for 25 years and then I will see Dhamma or something. Or even, you know, in the time of the Buddha, Venerable Ananda, it took him 45 years, I think, from his ordination. So because he reached arahantship after the Buddha Parinibbana passed away. So it took him 45 years to become an arahant. So for us, I think, you know, we can find encouragement in that, is that we just keep practicing. Maybe in 45 years, if we don't die first, then we may see the Dhamma. So I should leave all of you with this message of encouragement. I anumodana with all of you. May you see the Dhamma.